Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Fleetwood Mac bringing us back one of their greats, Rhiannon, written by Stevie Nicks. Welcome back, 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Have a great visit with our good friend Bill Diffenderfer, the author of A Bank of Last Resort. Bill, tell us how we can find you online in your book, too, please.
Well, the book is, you can get it on Amazon, and there's still some copies out there of The Samurai Leader, which my other leadership book, which has now been published in 8 countries, or 8 languages.
Congratulations.
On the break, you and I were just chatting about Wall Street and all that.
You have a website yourself that you'd like to send people to.
No, I don't at this stage.
You got to work on that, Bill. Here's one of the things I want to talk about is I want to head us in this direction. We've been talking, folks, about getting your business capitalized, how to ask the investors for questions, and ultimately this is for companies that want to scale, that want to grow and either be bought out or go public like companies are doing these days. So Bill, here's my question to you: over the next 5 years, what are the chances that going public with an IPO is going to be less desirable than being acquired by a private equity firm? What are the chances that private equity is going to be a greater alternative for a scaling company than the stock market?
Well, I mean, first of all, I don't think you have to go out 5 years. I think we're already there.
Okay.
I think for a business that wants to scale and that's getting to the next level, they have to go through private equity for a while before they get to the public markets.
Right.
And here's why. The public markets come with a whole lot more complexity thanks to the various Washington regulations that we've got out there. And so when I sell my business, I don't want it to go public initially. Mm-hmm. I'd rather go through the next real growth stages in the hands of a smart private equity firm.
Right. So in the last few years, this is what's changed about capitalizing and growing a business off, isn't it? Because years ago, you'd go straight up through and handle it yourself, two or three or four or five different levels of funding, and then ultimately you go public. But now there's a private equity step in the middle there that really gets you ready. It's like a minor league, right? It's like the nationwide tour on the PGA system.
Well, I think it's a different league entirely, because I know the hedge fund guys, they sure as hell don't want to think they're minor league. but now that there he goes. But the point is that if you go public too soon, it's very easy to have missed a market that you misunderstood something, and you will get hammered, mm-hmm. absolutely destroyed, if early on you're making a couple of mistakes that are recoverable from if you're in the private equity world. If you're in the public world, wow, you get nailed.
But all right, so what is the path in private equity where you never go public? What is that path?
Well, I think there are a lot of companies that do that, but ultimately the private equity guys don't want to hold on to you forever.
Right, they're going to want an exit strategy at some point.
They have to have an exit strategy, and the exit strategy invariably is going public. So, and that's fine. I'm not down on going public. I'm down on going public too soon.
Right.
You know, you have to know exactly what your revenue forecasting can be quarter to quarter. And most companies that are in a growth stage have a lot of difficulty with that.
Well, it also costs a lot of money to comply with the public regulations, as you said a minute ago, with Sarbanes-Oxley and all that. So you've got to be able to have the financial critical mass to be able to overcome that expense and justify going public, and which you will learn at the private equity stage, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of private equity dollars out there. There's a lot of it, and they're looking for plays. So, I mean, one of the things that I think people don't understand is that the private equity world is not your enemy. They are your friend.
Right.
But they are smart and, frankly, arrogant friends. Mm-hmm. Who think they know everything. But they're always happy to learn something
new. Are they more arrogant than Wall Street?
Well, I think they are brothers of Wall Street there. But the point is not whether they are, your, you know, people are going to be your best friends. They're not supposed to be your best friends.
Right.
They're supposed to give you their money.
Yeah.
And they take their money very seriously, as they should. So,
well, you, I think one thing you should always think of them as your investor, not your partner.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And treat them like that.
Yeah.
And what they want is for your company to do great because this is the other nonsense about the Bain Capital issues, et cetera. These companies do best when the companies they invest in do great.
Yeah.
When they grow, when they hire people, when they make profits.
Right.
That's what these guys are all looking for.
Yeah.
And anybody who suggests otherwise doesn't understand the world.
I got to wrap it up, Bill. Thanks for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Thanks, Jim. I always enjoy it.
Bill Diffenderfer, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I will be too, but it'll be tomorrow. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.